Macmillan Audio presents Death by Misadventure, a Lady Emily mystery by Tasha Alexander. Read for you by Bianca Amato. The soul that sees beauty may sometimes walk alone. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. 1. Villa von Düchtel, Bavaria, 1906. Far too many, if not most, social gatherings would be immeasurably improved by the strategic removal of a troubling guest. When said individual's behaviour is particularly egregious, one may be forgiven for considering murder as an acceptable remedy for the situation. The civilised among us curb this instinct. They may think about it. They may go so far as to indulge in flights of fancy as to the method they would choose. But they don't strike a fatal blow. It was unclear if such propriety would triumph at the soiree hosted by the Baroness Ursula von Düchtel to celebrate the completion of her striking modern villa. The meticulously designed structure of mosaic glass and concrete was a revelation, a visible reminder of the progressive direction of our still young century. Bright blue glass tiles above towering entry doors spelled out Villa von Düchtel. The words gleaming against the pale wall. Deep eaves jutted from the edges of the roof, creating a strong horizontal line. More tiles, fashioned in geometric designs, decorated the doors and the space between the tall, narrow windows lining the first floor. Below them, near the ground, and above them, approaching the roof, the windows were stained glass, wider and shorter than the rest. More breathtaking than the building were its surroundings. Towering peaks ringed the valley around the grounds, thrusting into the sky. Winter had painted everything a fragile, icy white that pulsed and glowed. Tree limbs hung heavy with snow. Icicles glistened. The air was so cold it looked as if tiny diamonds were floating in it. The Baroness's guests were insulated from the chill inside the house, where an unobtrusive staff anticipated one's every whim as they perused their hostess's stunning and enormous art gallery. The guests gathered were an eclectic bunch. Most were far-flung friends and neighbours whose sprawling estates were scattered in the valleys dotted between the mountains. There were dealers and artists from Berlin, a handful of journalists and critics, an Australian who could be heard far across the room praising the virtues of the breed of sheep he favoured, a young woman who claimed to have been kidnapped by a band of travelling acrobats as a child, a Sikh poet, and two American sisters, Anna Josephine and Emmeline Christine McAndrew, who had travelled to every continent on Earth save Antarctica. They were currently in the midst of organising an expedition there. Instead of conversing with any of these fascinating individuals, all of whom spoke fluent English peppered with a charming smattering of their native tongues, I'd found myself cornered by the Baroness's son-in-law, Kaspar Allersbach. Almost at once I reached the inevitable conclusion that we would never be friends. An aquiline nose, strong jawline, and handsome enough face can only carry one so far. The gentleman, I use the term loosely, was a boor, whose only interests appeared to be congratulating himself for various...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?